A dusty old Facebook hoax that was debunked years ago has flared up again, being passed from friend to friend like a bad cold. It's the Facebook privacy status hoax. The one that reads in part, "I do not give Facebook or any entities associated with Facebook permission to use my pictures, information, or posts, both past and future," and so on and so forth. So let's talk about why this is a hoax and why so many people are falling for this thing again as we welcome back Cliff Lampe, associate professor at the University of Michigan School of Information. This is kind of an old one, isn't it, Cliff?
This is. This seems to come around every 6 months to every year or so.
And it spreads like proverbial wildfire each time, claiming if you post this legal-sounding status update on your Facebook wall, it'll protect your copyright and privacy rights. What's wrong with all of that? Why doesn't it?
Well, if only it were that simple, that would be great. I think part of why this gets spread so much is that people really could spend a little more time understanding kind of their copyright and user agreements that they make with Facebook. So basically, every time you make an account on Facebook, you are agreeing to Facebook's rules for using them. And no matter of posting that you do in the newsfeed after you make that account is going to trump that agreement that you make with them when you first sign up.
Yeah, but they don't actually own our content, right? But the terms and conditions, which, as you point out, most of us don't spend much time reading, it gives Facebook permission to use the photos or videos or statuses that we post publicly.
They do. In legal terms, they co-own the content you put on Facebook with you, but they need to co-own it in order to show it to other people. You know, it's part of how they operate as a business.
So instead of copying and pasting silly hoax statuses, we would all probably be well advised to double check our security settings and tighten them up.
Absolutely. In terms of privacy, that's the only thing you can do in terms of controlling what you post on Facebook. If you're really worried about Facebook having control over your content, the only option you really have is to not use Facebook.
Oh, there you go. I always say to everybody when they grumble about Facebook, it's their sandbox. It's not our sandbox.
And people should remember, too, that Facebook's not going to charge for their content because Facebook is already making their money through basically harvesting attention from their users, right? So they have a business model, but that business model is serving ads and their users' attention. They would actually lose quite a bit of money if they started charging people for their service.
Do we know who starts this stuff, Cliff?
We don't. It's a good question. My sense is that it started as a joke by some people who know that people are worried about their lives on Facebook, and so they do this to try to trick people, and then the message takes on a life of its own.
Now, you're saying you think that there's some idea that this perhaps started in Europe, because I know I have friends in Ireland who are posting it on their walls over there, so I know it's a transatlantic thing.
Yeah, it's hard to trace these things right to their roots, but the earliest versions I saw this time started in Europe, so it could be that this is where the jokesters who started the meme this time were located.
Why do you think it is so many people fall so easily for something like this?
And I don't know if it's falling. I see it as a larger kind of expression of anxiety that people have about how much of their lives they put into Facebook and what kind of lack of agency they have in addressing Facebook as a corporation. So, you know, we're putting our baby pictures and the details of our lives into this site, but what happens if you suddenly disagree with what the site is doing? You have very little power there. So I see hoaxes like this that go around, and I think it's a more broad expression of people's anxiety about their relationship with Facebook as a platform.
And what does it say to you about the power of social media, watching this thing, you know, balloon across everybody's status walls?
Well, it's interesting. And then there's also the bubble after it, which is everybody saying, stop posting this hoax message. So you get the echo boom as well. I think it's great that people care about their privacy and their security, and that people also care about debunking hoaxes. So, I like when things go viral in these social media channels because it shows that we're listening to each other.
Interesting. You know, and as you point out, someone I saw commenting on Facebook today, he wrote, "By my count, it appears that people telling other people to quit posting the privacy hoax have surpassed the people who posted it to begin with."
Yeah, those little echoes always happen after something like this.
Cliff Lampe, associate professor at the University of Michigan School of Information. Always great to talk with you, Cliff. Thanks so much.
Thank you.